What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
Good evening, New York City. I don't know what I just saw. I don't know what just happened. I had to throw out all of the notes that I wrote. I thought this was about to be a party. I thought this was about to be a celebration. I thought there was going to be talk of Knicks in five, maybe even a sweep. It was looking like the most dominant performance from the New York Knicks in these playoffs. It was looking like a garden party. A sure thing, no doubt about it. Choke in overtime in game one. 888-808-1019. Somebody call the Fan and tell me what happened. So my producer, Rami, texts me, says, you know, we'll be in the Boomer and Geo studio. And I said, I'm on my way, but I'm watching the Knick game. Deuce McBride gets fouled shooting a three. Karl Anthony Towns gets fouled shooting a three. I'm like, oh, we out. This game is over. The Pacers are folding. I get in the car. And by the time I get through the tunnel to get the radio back on, this cat, Aaron Nesmith, is going Reggie Miller. He's going Steph Curry. He's going off. And I'm like, what the hell? Miles Turner, Pascal Siakam, Tyree. I was ready to talk about how these guys had 8 days off and how these guys aren't ready to play against the Knicks and they're not ready for the Garden. And I just deleted all of the notes that I had. The things that I was going to say about the bench and how Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson got to chill on the bench. Man. It is eerie. I just turned it off because the last image I saw was Reggie Miller pointing with this like evil grin. He looked like the Grinch or something. But man, this kid, Aaron Nesmith hits 6 out of 7 threes, and Halliburton with the shooter's bounce and the ball going in off the bounce straight down. But his toe was on the line like KD, and he threw the choke symbol up prematurely because I'm like, hey, you better be sure you throw that Reggie Miller choke up in the Garden. You better be positive. His foot was on the line, and then they flashed that the Pacers went on a 17-6 run in 2 minutes and 38 seconds. The Knicks can't be serious. You got to be more serious. You got to hit your free throws. You got to dribble the clock out, the shot clock. When you're up by that much, that is all-time bad, disappointing. They had a 17-point lead in this game. That was their largest lead. There is no way on God's green earth that in the Eastern Conference Finals, game one in your building, you let these corn farmers come back and play you like that. 888-808-1019. It goes to overtime. And the Pacers are like, I'm thinking that the Pacers already celebrated. They already ran on the floor that they won. Like, they're not going to win in overtime because they already thought that they won. They're going to take their foot off the gas. Like, this, it's going to be, it's more desperation for the Knicks. But then the Knicks can't really get it going. Carl Anthony Towns hits a bucket. But then when it gets down to it, Brunson airballs one, or no, really, it's when the ball goes off of Brunson, gets challenged, and then OG has the dunk, could have been an and one. How did all this just happen? My head is spinning. Brunson airball, Cat shoots the ball short, because you know what? You're playing overtime, and you thought the game was won. You don't even have your legs. You don't even have your wits about you. You shouldn't be in this position. Bridges gets the rebound, but then they swipe at it. It fumbles and knocks off him out of bounds. That's game. And now you got to come back in 2 days and act like that never happened. Now you got to come. It's insane. We thought it was insane the way that the Knicks stole game one and game two in Boston. I am in shock right now. I don't even know how to proceed. So what I'm going to do is go to the phone. I said somebody call and you guys call quickly. First is John in St. Louis on the Fan. What's up, John?
Wow, that is an ultimate. How can you? I mean, he put up the sign early, but that is the ultimate choke job. Is it not, Keith? I mean,
I don't know what to compare it to. Honestly,
how many things went wrong? It's ridiculous. How did they come back from this? And like you said, in your own building, the Knicks looked so spectacular through two semi-tough series, and now to have this happen, I thought they put up that graphic that said 20-6 in the last 2:45. That's insane.
No, that's an insane fail, choke, let your guard down, leave the back door open, and they absolutely come through and rob you of everything. Thanks for the call, John, in St. Louis. We've got people calling from all over the country. The whole country, watch that. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. It's game one in New York, and I just said this on the live stream. You know they hate New York elsewhere. You know nationally they are yucking it up. They are laughing at halftime. I thought the audacity of Charles Barkley to say, oh, well, you know, the Knicks can't keep up this pace. The Knicks won't be able to keep up this pace with the Pacers. And I'm like, what are you talking about? The first half was great. And the Knicks were in control. The Knicks seemed like the team with the upper hand. I'm literally writing my notes, and I'm like, no way did they get to this third round. And maybe the third round is going to be easier than the first and second round. Silly me. Silly me. It's a long game. It's 48 minutes plus overtime. In Houston, Liam, you're on the Fan in New York. Tell us something.
I am absolutely sick. I don't even know what to say, man. Like, this is giving me flashback to the 90s. You know, you mentioned Reggie Miller. I just can't. Make me feel good, Keith. That's all I can say, man.
Just the first game. If this is game five, if this is game seven, you're done. It's the first game of the series. And what you saw tonight, the Knicks are tougher. They play better defense. The Knicks can still win this series. But if they lose this series, that's how they lost it tonight.
And, you know, it's interesting because the Knicks got nicked tonight. The Knicks are the one that they usually come back down from big deficits to win. So being on the other side, the Knicks should have stepped up and done something about it. But I put this on Thibodeau, not, you know, being in the opposite side for a change. And that's when, you know, I was very confident in this game because they were up by a big, but even from the get go, they didn't fall behind by too many. So watching this game, it's a good point that you make, but I really put this on the coach of, you know, trying to wind down the clock and knowing how to manage the game.
Absolutely.
In situations when you're up.
It's kind of like, thanks for the call, Liam. It's going to be all right. It's a long series, but it just made me think of, it's kind of like in the NFL when they talk about how head coaches have to manage the clock with the lead down the stretch, run the ball. use your timeouts, don't throw the ball. They unraveled, and it's like, that's why I said, like, yo, use the entire shot clock and then hit your foul shots. They shot 70% from free throw land, from the charity stripe, 28 of 40. That's why I said they got to be more serious. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. You're on the precipice of making history. You've already made history, but like real history. And when you're watching that game, you can't help but think, hey, the Knicks are a better team here. Hey, the Knicks are going to the finals. I know it's just the first half. I know it's just the first game. But most of that game, I'm like, wow, this New York Knicks team is the better team. This New York Knicks team in the Garden right now, they're balling right now. They're hitting shots. They're swagging. They're playing defense. They're taking a ball. And the Pacers, credit to Rick Carlisle, they didn't give up. And they shot the lights out to end it. All around the country, let's go to Omar in San Francisco on the fan. What's up, man?
Oh, Keith. These guys were naive tonight. The Knicks were naive. Naive. They didn't close the game. What is going on? No inbounds guarder? Where was the guarding of the inbounds pass?
They got frozen in the moment. And I've seen it happen when you get paralyzed and the fact, like, this is really going down right now. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I wish I could go back and watch. Like, I'm live right now. I wish I could go back and watch. Because as it's happening, like, I'm driving here as it's happening. So I didn't even see all the threes go down. I'm looking online right now. But I'm in my head, I'm like, this is not real life. It is real life. 20 points in the fourth quarter by Aaron Nesmith.
Unbelievable.
Insane. Omar, thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. This is a tough pill to swallow for the New York Knicks fan. As you reach higher heights, the losses sting a lot more. And I hate to equate it to, you know, the New York Yankees, but like in the World Series, game five, I was at that game. We were partying in that game until the fifth inning thinking, oh, we're going back to Cali. We got this one. And when you get up to those highs of highs in a game and they drop you down to rock bottom, it's hard to get up. They got to get up, though. They got to overcome it. They got to absolutely forget about it. Short memory, even up the series. But how? I am dumbfounded. How do you let that happen? And you know what? Not for nothing. The Pacers got the Cavaliers late in the remember that game they stole where Haliburton shot that shot? They made a run and did that against the Cavaliers. So you got to be on guard. You got to keep your guard up. DJ is in East Brunswick on the fan. Go for it.
What's going on, Keith? Real quick, absolutely despicable. I don't trust this team. I'm not even a Knicks fan. I was rooting for them. At this point, I'm not even. Let's go Pacers in four. All you sorry Knicks fans, you deserve this because your team is as sorry as they played. Up 17 in the fourth quarter, absolutely despicable. All you SMD Knicks fans, I hope you cry yourself to bed at night.
I don't want that kind of energy. People are hurting right now. I'm looking at Twitter. I'm looking at my chat. People are sick right now. Let's not pile on. I know there's a lot of Knick haters. I nationally, the national energy is, yeah, yeah, yeah. Party in the street now. Yeah. Shut down 7th Avenue after that. Yeah. But like, as a sports fan, as a New York radio host, like I said, I'm freestyling right now because I had a whole different plan. I was going to big up campaign. I was going to big up Mikal Bridges. Obviously, Karl Anthony Towns. No, this is shame. This is shameful. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know what to compare that to in the NBA. You can't compare it to KD with his toe on the line. Haliburton ended up coming back and winning in the... Like, what I said, the closest I could compare it to was last round with the Cavs. I think they had that first game, or maybe it was the second game, where Haliburton hits the three to steal it at the end. I just compared it to the World Series. I compared it to being at game five. Back-to-back home runs from Judge and Jazz. I'd never seen the stadium. People hugging and high-fiving and throwing popcorn. It was a party in the Garden tonight. Nobody thought that they were leaving like that from 8 o'clock to probably about 10:40. Jay is on the road. Jay is on the fan. What's up, Jay?
What up, Keith? You hit the nail on the head, man. I felt like I was watching Freeman hit the home run and Judge drop a fly ball. Absolutely disgusted. Saw the first half of the game. Thought, let me get on the road. I got places to go and had to listen to this garbage. But Knicks in six.
There you go. That was my prediction. Thanks for the call, Jay. 888-808-1019. I guess now my prediction, because my prediction was Knicks in six, because I respect the Pacers. I respect their coach. He has won a championship. He's a former player. He's got a ton of experience, and they have a ton of gritty guys. They have a ton of guys that just play, and that's what they did tonight. They did not stop playing. They did not hang their heads. They had a whole 8 days off, and they come into the Garden, and they're being outplayed. I'm searching for the words because I thought we were about to party in the USA. I thought this was about to be go New York, go New York, go. I thought we were going to play the hits. 100 guns, 100 clips, New York State of Mind. I thought this was going to be a night where we talk about, yo, we might sweep these dudes. We might gentlemen sweep these dudes. Now, they say that the series doesn't start until the road team wins. Not only did the road team win, but in that fashion, they got to have a short memory. They got to absolutely have a short memory and get over this one and come back and take the next one. And then, I mean, go to Indiana and be like, wow. Like, talk about the series starting when the home team. Yeah, the series didn't start until the fourth quarter. Zev is in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Zev?
Hey, Keith. What's up, man?
I'm looking at everything I can look at to try and figure out what to tell these folks. I'm looking at the box score. I'm looking at Twitter. People are just laughing at the Knicks. There's a lot of people, you know, some people are blaming the refs. That happens in every sport and everything. I'm blaming Tom Thibodeau, and we'll try and get some audio from him speaking postgame. And I'm blaming the players. They came up lame, late.
Look, man, this is like a heartbreaking.
You can't take your foot off the gas. You got to be serious. You got to be dead ass. You got to lock that win in your building. That can't happen. The unthinkable actually just happened. The improbable, they allowed it to go down.
I know, but just a couple of points, man. I don't know why, you know. You're going on this run in the fourth quarter without Brunson, and he's got five fouls, and with 5 minutes to go, you bring him in. I was thinking, why don't you wait till you're down, but you're up by double digits. If you get to under double digits, you're down, you're up by nine, you're up by eight, bring him in. Why do you have to bring him with this amazing run going on? It didn't make sense to me. It broke up the flow. It really didn't make sense. So as much as people are going to say Brunson's your best player, no, leave him out. You had this run without him. Leave him out. You're up by 14, 17. I think that was a mistake. And then
It was weird. Thanks for the call, Zev, because I was thinking about that too. Like, before I left the crib, they were doing all that. McBride was in, where I told you, I left the house after back-to-back fouls where the Pacers fouled the Knicks shooting the three. And I'm like, oh, they're dumb as hell. They're folding. They're giving this game away. There's no way they win. They're doing stupid things. And my thought was, earlier in the game, I'm like, even if this game stays close, you have Jalen Brunson. You have the best closer, the most clutch player in the game. But then in the fourth quarter, as I'm walking out of the house, I'm like, damn, they didn't even need him. They didn't even need him to close the fourth. The Pacers were giving it away. And so, you know, why do you, because I don't know, there's a lot of thinking that goes on, right? So Tom Thibodeau says you just can never let your guard down against them. No lead is safe. And now go back to Friday when Knicks fans were saying, hey, get the starters off the floor. This game is over. And Tibbs doesn't think any game is over until the clock says 0-0 and that red light flashes behind the backboard. But this was a strange game. This was a weird one, man. I'm going to try and get some audio. I'm going to try and get some numbers, try and get something to kind of make sense of this. But there is nothing to make sense of it. They failed. They lost. They coughed that one up. It is a choke. It is a choke. It is a choke. And now these Indiana farmers, they get to live it again. Reggie Miller gets to smile, and Halliburton probably going to roll into the Garden on Friday with his Reggie Miller choke shirt on. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, no beats are hitting right now. No songs sound good. Unless you're a Net fan. The Nets, there's Nets fans in my live stream. They're partying right now.
What are you partying about? Winning four games and
Knicks,
getting the eighth.
They're Knicks haters. So they're like, that's what I'm saying. The Knicks haters that have been waiting for a moment, they're coming out of the woodwork now. They're crawling from out of the ground like, oh, wait, what? The Knicks choke? So
they
I went quickly.
One game in the conference finals. Like,
but it was an all-time
team that won 12 games and got the eighth overall pick.
You know, if you think it's just the Nets, it's the whole league that's eliminated. Everybody is a Knick hater.
That's my like, point. You're all eliminated. Sit at home.
I went back to see, you know, the Pacers have done this playoffs. They did it in game two against the Cavaliers when Halliburton hit that shot and they beat them 120-119. And then I went back the first round, right? Down 7 in the last 40 seconds of overtime to beat the Milwaukee Bucks in that game 5. So, like, not for nothing. I'm sure the Knicks watched film on the Pacers and talked about the Pacers. This wasn't unlikely. It was just improbable, unthinkable that they were down so much with so little time. But they let their guard down. The Knicks got sloppy, got comfortable, missed some shots. They were chucking up shots like the Celtics and... here we are now. I honestly thought we were about to come in here tonight and be like, yo, Knicks won, Yankees won, walk off, and the Mets avoid the sweep. New York won, the bing bong parlay, and that's why we watch. That's why people gamble. That's why people go to these games. And the Garden will get you, man. All them celebrities in the Garden hyping you up, gassing your head up, thinking, "Hey, we got this. It's all good. We won. We won." Oh wait, no, it's not done. You got to finish the job all the way. No, you got to all the way seal the deal. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. And the Indiana Pacers are up 1-0. Let's go to Northfield and talk to Gil. What's up, man? You got it.
Yeah, one good thing. The Yankees won the game tonight. But let me tell you about this Knicks game. 34 seconds left. They're inbound in the ball. They're up by 5 points. Brunson gets it. All he had to do was just dribble. I don't care where you dribble to. Let them foul you. You're the guy we want on the line. And if he makes the two, we're up by 7. The game's over. If he makes 1 or 2, we're still up by 6. But at the end, it's like they took their foot off the gas. They missed the two. Towns missed the free throw. And OG missed the free throw. But what are you going to do? You know, we'll come back and we'll win Friday night. And we'll get them back. That's all you could do. Good talking to you.
Thanks for the call. And yeah, positive energy is needed now. Belief is needed now. Something I said was, hey, the Pacers aren't going to be a pushover. And if you've believed in the Knicks, or even if you were hating on the Knicks or not believing in the Knicks, like, now is the time to believe. And hell, after the first game, like, you can't quit on them now. You can't quit on them now. You got to expect them to come back Friday, even up the series, go to Indiana, take the next one. And not for nothing, this Knicks team, they need adversity. They need their backs against the wall. They need to have this feeling. This is going to be a gut check, a reality check. Let's hear from the head coach. I told you Tom Thibodeau was already speaking, and I read from you. You know, I read for you what he said about letting your guard down. Rami, go ahead and play what we got. Play whatever, and you know, we'll react to it.
They started off the game, you know, in a good rhythm, and then, you know, we did much better as the half went on. And then, you know, down the stretch, we didn't do what we needed to do.
Yeah, and his demeanor and the way he delivers, I know he's not worried. It's a series. But he's just telling you, point blank, this is what happened. This is what they did. This is what we didn't do. We lost. Let's take another call, and then we'll see if we got any other audio. Mark in Mattawan on the Fan. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How you doing?
All right, man. Just trying to put the pieces together from this broken game one and this collapse in the Garden.
Yeah, same here. Basically, I just had a question for you. Caller before, too, kind of mentioned that he was talking about a different time where Brunson had gotten fouled. I thought the last possession when he passed the ball was 16 seconds to Towns, and then he ended up missing the free throw. I mean, he's the more clutch guy. I want him taking the free throws. I feel like he should have, you know, maybe held the ball until he got fouled, but see what you thought on that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think maybe not being as much in the flow of the game, being on the bench, and then just being in a spot where you weren't expecting to be, and you almost kind of get paralyzed in the moment. You kind of just you don't think right in the moment because this isn't supposed to be where you are. But this game is done. We're up by double-digit points. Like, we're partying already. Like, how did this happen? How did this guy drain 6 threes in the fourth quarter to bring this back, and you don't do the simple things you got to do to finish the game, to close the game?
Yeah, no, I agree. I just felt like at the end with the, you know, that last possession, he was kind of like, you know, they were panicking, like dribbling, you know, really quick and just trying to make something happen to where they should have been basically just standing still and, you know, waiting for him to get fouled, but...
Yeah, but he can miss foul shots too. They all can miss. I don't know. I just think they unraveled in the heat of the moment. 888-808-1019. Thanks for the call. It's done now. Can't get it back now. And like I said, I thought it was over myself. I was watching the whole game at my house and didn't want to leave because I'm like, what if something happens in the fourth quarter that I needed to see? And as I'm driving and listening, and then you get in the tunnel and I'm missing them. Next thing I get out of the tunnel, and I think I hear Monica McNutt about, like, saying something about, yeah, like, they, you know, they need to dribble the clock out or not. They were shooting too early in the shot clock. And that, you know, them missing threes, that was giving the Pacers more opportunities. And you could see the Pacers starting to believe, like, hey, we're not done, and cutting the lead smaller and smaller. We've got more cuts from Tom Thibodeau. Let's hear what he's got to say. Run it.
We got too much airspace, you know, and some of it is transition. Some of it is, you know, coming off pin downs. Some of it, communication. Want to take a look at the film.
He's a big film guy. That's why I say I know they're going to lock in. I know they've already watched film of the Pacers. They should have had a little bit more urgency late in the game. Like, hey, this is what these guys do. They have stolen games like this in both rounds of the playoffs. You know, be on guard, be smart, make smart plays, smart decisions. But like I said, it's heat of the moment. You get kind of paralyzed and you don't do the simple things to win the game.
There's obviously disappointment when you fall short, you know, but it doesn't. We have to take a look at the film, make our corrections, and then we got to change quickly for game two. We got to be ready for game two, and that's all you look at. So you have to take disappointment and turn that into more determination. Same thing, you know, like there's a lot of emotional highs and lows in the playoffs. You got to bounce back quickly. You look at the film, make your corrections, get ready for game two. And that's, you know, when you go into the playoffs, you lay out the plan of how you're going to approach the entire playoffs.
Short memory. But film, right? So, damn. Today is Wednesday. It's about to be Thursday. They will have their film study, meetings, practice. And then Friday comes, and you got to even up the series. You got to have a short memory and forget about what happened. But, like, for our intents and purposes, the fans don't get to go to the film room. The fans don't go to shoot around. The fans don't get to play. There are going to be fans with a tough time sleeping tonight. There are going to be some fans that can't shake this and the way that this went from their mind, and every single play, from inbound plays to missed free throws to turnovers to challenges to no, because we're in the Eastern Conference Finals and that's the first game, and you got to be the first to win four to get back to the NBA Finals. And you had one. You had one in your grasp. Like, for 45 minutes, you felt like, yeah, this one's going to us. Even when it was a little back and forth, even when the Pacers, what did the Pacers have? A 7-point lead at one point? Yeah, their largest lead was 7 points, but you still didn't feel like, I remember at that point, I'm like, that's not enough. They got Brunson. Once they get to the fourth quarter, they got Brunson. But yeah, it was a little different tonight when you look at the bench. And like I said, you know, Campaign got some run, got some threes off. We hadn't seen that. Carl Anthony Towns shooting the three. He hit four threes tonight. I knew that would be back. He had 35. Brunson, that's another thing, yo. You get a 43-point game and a 35-point game from your two all-stars. You can't lose that game. Hal is down in AC. Hal, you're on the Fan in New York.
What's up, Keith?
What's up?
What's up, bro? So, you know, the good news is the corrections are very easy on this one. The bad news is the person that needs to be corrected is Brunson. And you hit the nail on the head. When they brought him in with 5 minutes in the fourth quarter, that's a little out of his wheelhouse. He's used to being out there.
Yeah, wasn't so in the flow of the game. Wasn't what he was used. Yeah. It's like just little things like that are different. These guys are creatures of habit. When I say creatures of habit, like, that's a little bit unorthodox for them. And, you know, if you're already sitting on the bench thinking that the game is won, and then you get thrown in there and the game starts to swing the other way and you got to turn it up. You got to turn your intensity up and your focus up. It's tough.
Give me 10 more seconds. Yeah, so when he came in, it looked to me like he started playing like they were down double digits. The way that he came in, like, all he had to do was just, they could have, if they had to play him, which they really didn't, they could have left him on ice and won the game. But if you're going to bring him in, be a decoy, facilitate, spread the ball around.
Sure, because Brunson comes in. Brunson's got the cape on. He's Captain Clutch. He's supposed to close. He's supposed to take all the shots.
None of it was necessary, Keith. All he had to do was come in.
Didn't need
just
to,
like,
but yeah. This is a tough. It's just a tough way to take a L. Thanks for the call, Hal. It's just a tough way to see them go down. And it seems like they went away from what they usually do, their regular formula, their recipe for success, and they got in that moment. Props to this kid. Props to this kid, Neesmith, and his performance. Sometimes you got to do that too. Sometimes you got to look at that's an all-timer. He hit 8 out of 9 threes, 6 out of 7 in the fourth quarter. Out of his 30 points, 20 of them came in closing time. He refused to lose. He himself decided, I'm hot right now. And if they keep letting me shoot, I'm draining these. And then Tyrese Halliburton, the face of the franchise, with the opportunity, with the game on the line, he almost won it in regulation, if we're being real. He almost won it in regulation. If his foot was an inch and a half back, that's game without OT. So just a tough night and a tough way to go. Let's take another call. I know we're going to go through this the entire night. Ryan is in West Islip next up on the Fan. Ryan, what you thinking?
Hey, Keith. I appreciate you having me on. Got a lot of emotions, a lot of different ways I could say that sucked. But I'm going to use my time to say one thing. A backbreaking game one loss that derails a playoff run and a championship team are two mutually exclusive things. They can't exist within one another. If we're really a championship team, there's going to be a bump in the road. And like you said, that short memory, we have to come out angry and put our foot on the next, and we have to, you know, be the championship team that we all believe and want to see. So, I mean, it's still mixtape. So it's going to be mixtape. Go New York, go New York, go.
You got it. They could win the next 4 in a row and still Nixon 5 gentlemen sweep. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll say good morning on the other side and right back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.